Marriage is hard as shit. Welcome to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
I can't believe, why would you say teachers shouldn't be paid during this pandemic? That's such an awful thing.
You're going to try to pull some shit. That's what you're going to try to start with.
I'm just saying teachers should totally get paid during this time.
You are such a fucking liar.
They're dealing with a lot of hard times. The fact that you don't think that is just, that's horrible of you.
Listen, I'm going to start curbing how many other podcasts you're allowed to listen to while on quarantine.
I'm not the horrible person here. You are.
Shut up. Well, speaking of being horrible, so we were thinking of, we were planning today's episode. Figure some people might not be feeling like great parents right now.
Well, how's everyone fucking doing? This shit's fucking weird. Oh, well,
how are y'all?
This shit's fucking weird. You go, it's like a ghost town everywhere. No one's been through any of this shit. So welcome to our podcast and let's like.
Everyone's doing the same. Not well.
Yeah, we're like, we don't, maybe we'll be good in a month.
It's really just, like, there is no asking like how you're, it's, are you sick? No, cool.
Do you have supplies? Do you have enough TP?
But nobody does. I mean,
like,
everyone's also keep going to the store.
Do you have enough alcohol? Okay.
No.
We're good.
That's an important question.
Those are important questions.
So parenting fails. That's what this entire.
So, yeah. So we were thinking, like, I keep getting all these emails from my teacher, my kids' parents, my
kids' parents.
Not my kids' parents, but my kids'
You're doing great.
Teachers. Yeah, keep I'm obviously doing great. And they're like, oh, check in here on Google Classroom. I'm like, I haven't done it once. I blocked the school's number today. I'm terrible. I'm like, and then the kids are like, we're not even getting graded. And our kids do really well in school. So I'm like, they're not going to fall behind. Like it's.
Yeah, I'm not too worried.
Our kids are okay. But.
They got a fucking
attitude. That makes me a lazy fucking person.
They're like, it's not even being graded right now. Actually, I did get some stuff from the school today that they got to start.
They're like, yeah, no. Because they're like, hey, if they go back, it could be graded.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, now we got to kick it in gear. So but like, then when I was thinking,
okay, well now what?
I feel
now
guilty
I gotta
for the past
it?
Like 2 weeks of working from home, trying to be a parent and everything
You felt like super guilty the last 2 weeks.
I'm like, hey, we got to do something with our kids. Like we got to make sure they learn and like, and the kids are just like, no, we're cool.
Yeah, they're bored. They're so bored they're getting along.
But we did this episode to say. I feel like we're failing the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring up all our past failures that just make us feel better.
For the record, I'm not failing.
No, so we're going to bring up a bunch of your failures from the past.
Is feeling like a bad father, and that, you know, is all on you.
It just there's only so many board games you can play, and you're just like...
You've played board games like 3 times.
I know.
What
that's
do you mean
enough.
So many?
And puzzles. I can't do puzzles. You're psychotic.
You didn't even try to do a puzzle.
That was me trying.
We literally
that was
played...
Me trying.
A board game 3 times. Four. No, I
no,
played
we played
it more.
Clue and we played.
We played Clue once, we played Uno, and then we played Wahoo.
Yeah, a couple times.
We played Wahoo twice, yeah.
And Liverpool.
We have not played Liverpool
all
right, since
we'll,
we've been on
all right,
quarantine.
We'll play it.
See, you got some more games than you.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why you're running out the door to work tomorrow.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Well, speaking of being a terrible parent, let's start with number one.
Yeah. So the. If you've been fucking up like we have during this quarantine and not just letting your kids get away with shit,
mm-hmm.
Welcome to the club. But
I mean, we did these not during quarantine, but...
But these are all of the examples of, yeah, the way we failed as parents.
Notice most of our parenting fails
years.
Are with our oldest.
Yeah, we learned a lot with him
we,
the first go round.
We started making this list and we got like 80% of the way down and we were like, holy shit, these all have to do with the same kid. Sorry.
But it explains a lot, too, though. That kid
yeah, it
is...
does. He's seen some things, obviously. Yeah.
That kid...
So one time Noah was two, Madeline was 4
not
months
even,
old.
Not even two. Was he two?
Right around there.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, because Madeline was 4 months old, so he would have been already two. And Noah was sick, and so the night before, Sterling had gone to the store and got a brand new bottle of baby Tylenol because he had a fever.
Yeah, he was teething or something.
Yeah, something was going on. So we gave him one dose the night before, and then the next morning, Sterling went to give him another dose. I was still nursing Madeline, like, before he left for work, and Sterling comes upstairs to say goodbye after he got Noah, like, situated downstairs, and I was still, like, I had the baby, and we were up there for maybe 15 seconds.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How long does it take to go to the top of the stairs and say, hey, I'm leaving? are you coming down soon? Because I gotta
go.
Like,
you're wrapping things up. You're
right, right. Very normal morning.
90 seconds tops.
Sterling goes downstairs. Noah had climbed up into the medicine cabinet, grabbed the Tylenol bottle, dumped them out on the table, and started eating them like Tic Tacs.
Oh, yeah. They were good. They tasted good.
And Sterling's yelling. So I come down there. Thankfully, we were able to count how many he had eaten.
Oh, thank goodness. I bought them the night before, and I was like, oh, so I know exactly how many. I was like, we served them. It was two last night, two per serving.
Motherfucker got 11 down, though, before we stopped
him. 11 servings down. It was like he got a lot.
It was
down.
11 times too many.
Yeah.
So we rushed into the freak out. ER.
Like, we called the
nurse hotline.
Not the nurse hotline. Yeah, the poison control one.
We couldn't find the poison control number, I remember. Because they told us, because at the end of this story, they were like, next time call poison control. And I was like, listen, this was like before Google. I didn't have fucking poison control.
Google was there, but...
just saying, it was not like... wasn't. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I didn't have an iPhone, sorry. But we got there and they treated us like we were child abusers.
Oh, absolutely. Because if your kid overdoses on drugs, it's probably your fault. And it more than likely is probably your fault.
Yeah. But how did he get the Tylenol? How did he get the Tylenol? I'm like, have you met a 2-year-old that can
climb? Doctor comes in and just looks at us, judgy.
So judgy. Doesn't ask how we are. No. Doesn't reassure us.
Are you guys okay? No. Just, so how did he get it? You fucking failures.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get it?
He just stared at us. It was so awkward. I was like, I'm going to start crying right now because I think my baby's going to die.
And then Noah from the back of the room just goes, I'm a little sneaker.
Yeah. As the
what?
He probably had CPS on speed dial, ready to dial. And it was awful.
And Noah's just like, yeah, I snuck them because they tasted good.
Oh, yeah.
He
ended up being fine. This story was going on way too long, but... but still, they didn't have to pump his stomach, but it scared the fuck out of us.
But he's been a son of a bitch since he was 2 years old.
Yes. I've known this. I've known this since he was 6 months old.
Oh, yeah. Just like you.
Just like me. Mm-hmm. Another one was... So Noah was like a year old. No, like 6 months old. No, he was a year old.
Which one's this one?
The window, rolling down the window.
Oh, yeah. In the first year. Sometime.
No, because he was a forward facing. That's what.
Yeah, it was forward facing. So it was whenever that happens. What, 6 months? Age, you switched around from like being rear facing to forward facing.
No, at a year.
At a year, so he was over a year.
That's what I just fucking said.
You said 6 months. You really want to fight right now?
Oh my god. Okay, listen. So Noah was in a forward facing car seat, and it was like the first nice day, like in the spring, where like you rolled the windows down for the first time. I don't know if other people have that in other cities. We have that specific day.
It happens like a couple days a year.
And then, that's it. And you roll down the window and both Sterling and I are like, gosh, it's so nice. You know, it's so nice.
It was
out.
Such a beautiful drive.
And all of a sudden we hear this like.
I'm like, what is that? I was like, are you okay? Like,
do you hear that?
What are you doing over there? And you're like, I'm just driving.
And so I turn around. Noah cannot breathe.
Because we rolled down the window and the air is blowing against his face.
Like, you know that babies, if you blow in their face, they hold their breath. But, like, I didn't think that applied to, like, wind in the car. Yeah. It makes sense, but it just didn't.
For a 14-month-old, we're like.
Like, listen, we're super new at this. And then we roll the windows up and he starts screaming.
We're like, roll it back down, roll it back down, shut him up.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, thankfully we noticed he didn't pass out in the back of the car. It's not even funny. Like, it stresses me out so bad. I hate these memories. Every single one of these things on the list are terrible.
It'll be fine.
How do
we even keep kids alive?
I don't know.
It's amazing. Like, just keeping a kid alive should be an accomplishment.
Well, yeah, that's what the first birthday's for.
You're already bored? Yawning already?
I don't know. Yeah, all of a sudden, man.
Goodness.
Do we have to tell the deep pantsing story again?
Oh, this is like a, this is a long story. This is going to, yeah. So, this is like a big time fail. That is so hilarious.
It's awful, you guys. This is so bad.
This makes me laugh so hard.
I need to repost this video because we just did. There's a talk about it on live.
Like, I don't know if other parents feel like this way, but like your first kid going to kindergarten that year. in my memory, that year lasted 4 or 5 years. Like, there's so many memories going on in that year.
We have
like,
so I have, many things that I threatened to put happened. Another
parent that year.
Yeah.
Like, I threatened to beat the shit out of a crippled man
at that a year. Birthday party.
At a birthday party that year.
Uh-huh.
You got confronted by... You're going to tell this story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We have to tell all of this again? Okay, dude, let's get started. So...
The kindergarten is like a fucking culture shock for parents. Like when you first go into kindergarten,
yeah, it's awful.
You don't even know what you signed up for.
Yeah,
you signed up for drama. You didn't even fucking know.
Drama. Maybe drama. We just went to a dramatic school, but I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot take this.
I think it's the first step into kindergarten, because after that, we're like, I'm not talking to another fucking parent ever.
No, we're switching schools. I'm out.
No. I don't want to know.
So Noah was in kindergarten, and. This, I don't know if you've ever done this, but like, have you ever had the kids take like an inside family joke, like outside the family, and suddenly it's massively inappropriate? Like, within the five of you, it's fine.
Yeah, the rape jokes go over really
well. No, oh my gosh, shut up. So I had, Sterling was like doing dishes or something, and I told the kids, I was like, hey kids, come here, look. And I snuck in behind him and I pulled his pants down.
Yeah, de-pants me while I was doing dishes.
Yeah, and like we ass all laughed.
Out, funny.
We all laughed, haha. Not, you know, not a big deal. The kids are super, super little. And then that was like our thing. We
is
did
that,
it.
Is that creepy?
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's funny.
You had
a lot of times you had underwear on.
Oh yeah, yeah. It wasn't always like full bare. Like
no, it would just be like, oh, dad's undies.
Like, no, yeah.
No, that's okay. That'd be weird. Yeah, but no, yeah. I think maybe one time you didn't have underwear on, you yelled at me. I was like, I didn't know.
You gotta anyways, check.
So. Like we had done it like 2 or 3 times or whatever in front of the kids. It was just something silly. Well,
yeah, it's usually when my hands are full and you would come up behind me and pull my pants down.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I gotta start doing that again. It's really fun.
No, we don't have to bring that back.
Yeah, we're gonna bring it back.
Oh, because it'll happen in high school and then it'll be a bigger even deal.
Oh god, that's so funny.
In kindergarten.
So Noah decided that it was so funny and fun and haha that he did it to a little girl at school, but also pulled down her underwear.
But she was
and laughed at her too. And ran away. And he had a crush on her at the time. And the dad,
we didn't know it happened. But
I didn't know it happened.
But the, Noah went up and
like Noah didn't even tell us about it.
But it was like a practical joke. He wasn't trying to pull her pants down to look at her.
No. It was inappropriate, not ill meant.
Right.
It just fucking sucked. It just right in the middle of that was awful. It right in the middle of that
so
was
so how
me
did you find out about
standing
it?
On the playground. So the dad who I had talked to all year, I mean, like, I, you know, had conversations with him.
Yeah, looked like Spartacus, that guy.
Looked like Spartacus. Came up and told me, and it caught me so fucking off guard, you guys, that I literally laughed in his face.
So and he comes up to you.
Was so mad, understandably. I mean, like, I didn't
like, I'd want to slap you.
I just, it... I was just not ready. I literally was. I don't know. It's all I could think.
Imagine the roles reversed. If someone de-pants Madeline, and then I went up to the mom, and I was like, "Hey, your son de-pants my daughter," and she
it's
laughed
fucking
in my
funny.
Face.
I'm laughing right now.
I'd want to punch that bitch fucking right there. That's my daughter. Are you kidding me?
I know, but
you're
it's
terrible.
Just, it's just, it was so innocent. Like
it was not innocent. My daughter got her pants ripped off.
I'm just saying.
No.
I was immediately mortified and uncomfortable, and that equals laughter for me.
How did you respond
and I
to
had
them?
To like,
or like after that, did
apologize.
You like...
I was like, no, I was like trying to. It's like you understand. He, you know, I had just de-pantsed my husband. Like that's why he did it. It the whole
we do this in front of our kids. It's completely
was
normal.
So fucking derailed. It's one of the most unpleasant conversations
we
I've ever had in my life.
We do this as a family events. It's sorry. It's cultural
you
thing.
Have
you won't
seen
get it.
Trying to, I mean, the look on his face is burned into my memory. It's like my sleep paralysis demon now. It's just his level of disappointment with the way that this conversation was going.
Oh, you deserved every bit of it.
And I was just like, I'm so sorry. We'll talk to him. I don't know. I blacked out. Like, I don't even remember what I said.
We'll tell him not to deep
I don't think
girls.
I don't think he talked to me the rest of the year.
God, if this happened in the Me Too movement.
Oh my gosh.
Our kid would have been vilified even worse.
I'm just like, oh my God. He would be a registered sex offender.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I'm like, no, mom's the offender. I did
Mom,
it to dad. Let's, God damn it.
It started with you, Sarah. It's your fault.
Yeah. So that didn't go.
Get your shit together.
Super well. And I am still mortified. But in this same year, there was another dad that was just creepy. Like he just would make inappropriate comments to the moms.
I think this is a parenting win.
And
not a fail.
The women, you know, like all of the women would be like, he makes me uncomfortable. Like, if, you know, come talk to me, like he was walking this way, blah, blah, blah. Like that had happened enough and for long enough. And then I guess it had kind of like escalated with one person.
Okay. So I started hearing these things like,
so now he's first, showing he's hearing it from me.
I'm hearing it from you. Then I hear it from like a couple of the moms at the birthday parties, like the beginning of the year, the beginning of the school year birthday parties, October, November. They're like, this guy's a little creepy. He like says some things and I'm like, my ears peek up and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, because by this point you were like, you need to say something. I was like, I'm not saying shit.
Cause you,
I don't know what to tell you.
I went to work every day. So you picked up the kids every day. So like,
yeah,
he would say, or like stare at you guys in leggings and shit.
Yeah. It was weird. It was fucking weird.
I just remember like the moms complaining about it. And I'm like,
right. Because then you heard it from the other moms and then you talked to the other husbands.
Right. And one of the husbands from them. And I was like, I ain't no bitch. I'm going to fucking say something. Like, no one's going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up.
And the only time Sterling sees this man is at a class birthday party.
Oh, it was great. Oh, it was such a good.
This is awful. This is so bad. So you pull him aside and you tell him basically. Oh, no.
So the birthday party is one of those jump house places.
Yeah.
So like all the entire group, you get stuck in one area together. So there's no escaping.
Yeah, there's like four by six party rooms.
Right, so then they open up the second room, and it's like, oh, parents can go between the second room and the third room. So I keep an eye on him, and I see him going into the second room, and I'm like, there's no one else in that room. I'm going to go talk.
I'm going to make my move.
I'm going to have a little chit-chat. We're going to have a little talk.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have a little talky-talk. And I went over there, and I said, hey, you're making a couple of moms uncomfortable.
I can't believe you fucking said it. Man walks with a cane.
Walks with a cane. Just picture. He's a fucking creeper. Just picture. He's a creeper.
I know.
He's a 45-year-old creeper with a cane. Like it's an excuse. And I'm like, dude, you got to knock out the comments. You can't stare at people in leggings. You got to fucking be normal.
And what did he say?
And he was like, what? He was like flabbergasted. I'm like,
right.
I go, don't bullshit me.
You did not.
I swear to God.
You did not say that.
I'm having this conversation with you. I'm being nice about it. Next time, I'm not going to be nice about it.
And you're not a small man. You're intimidating.
At that time, I had a shaved head and I was a little buffer at the time. So I was a little bit more intimidating, but I didn't give a fuck. I didn't want to hear any more moms say anything.
Oh, like, you just didn't want to hear the complaining.
I was tired of hearing the complaining. It was it. I was like,
girl, listen.
I can only hear my wife complain.
Listen, I don't give a shit if you do it. I just don't want to hear about it anymore. So I knock care less the fuck off.
He was sexually offending you guys. Kidding. That was not high on my priority list. I just didn't want to hear you bitch about it anymore.
So that made the whole party super fucking awkward after that.
Not for me. It was great.
Oh, yeah, because you just went on your merry way. Like, you were like, yeah, no, it's good. The air is clear.
Oh, we're good.
Like, you had just exercised the room.
Did it fix it?
So,
thank you.
So one of the other dads saw you later and was like, thank you so much. Like, I work graveyard. I'm never able to be around. Like, I've wanted to tell that guy off for blah, 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 blah. I keep saying shit to my wife.
Yeah.
All of that. That was at another birthday party that guy was invited to after
high
this.
Five. Boom. Yeah.
So then maybe a week later, or the next school
week. I feel like kindergarten, there was so many fucking birthdays. It was like, we were hanging out every other weekend with.
We saw
parents.
These people all the time. Yeah. And
they like dwindled as the years gone on.
So then a couple days later, his wife corners me on the playground and is like, so I guess your husband like pulled my husband aside and talked to him. Like, I just don't understand like what's going on. Like what he said that he didn't do anything, but like your husband is accusing him. And I was just, again, I blacked out. I can't even tell you what I said. I was like, did he talk to him? Oh, I didn't actually. So I don't know. I didn't even know that until you just told me. So I can't even give you an answer.
Guess what? Fuck him. None of those moms have any issues the rest of the year.
Poor woman.
I feel sorry for her.
But. I felt so bad. I'm 23. I'm not old enough to deal with this right now. I literally am not. I'm just barely making it through kindergarten the second time. So I need you to.
The second time.
I can't deal with your molester husband. Like, I don't. That is a
right,
you
like,
problem.
But all the moms were in their 20s, early. Like, you were in your early 20s. Like, and he was like in his 40s. Like, he was just a fucking creeper.
Yeah, he was an old, one of the older parents. Yeah, it was super weird. I don't remember all the
I
things
I will check
you said,
anybody. I don't know. Fuck.
You will. You'll check anyone. Anywhere. Doesn't matter.
Nah.
It was. And the fail in this is that I.
The rest
did
of
nothing.
The school year, it was great.
The rest of the school, there was not a problem the rest of the school year. Not one.
You're welcome.
And it was nice that I didn't. Even the other dads were like, yeah, that guy's so fucking weird. Like the way that he looks at the moms, it's so weird.
He was fucking creeper.
They would talk about that. They'd be like, it is fucking weird.
Like, just like, you know, finger in your belly button, like licking his lips, not like in the corner.
Bad. Not that bad.
Kind of.
But kind of up there. It was bad. Man, I hope none of those parents listen to this podcast.
Fucking don't care. Well, I hope they do because they'll be laughing their ass off. Because
maybe I just hope the one guy doesn't.
Oh, the creeper? I don't give a fuck. Fuck him too. Fuck you right now. If the creeper's listening to you, fuck you again.
Fuck you.
Again. Again. Fuck you again. Nah. I will not stand for creepy ass dudes. Creepy ass dudes on. Dude.
Fuck you again. Nah. Oh my gosh.
Dude.
Oh, wow. Hold my head. I
dude, creepy
so
people. Like, there's people you. They got
another
creepy.
You're not allowed to be creepy. You're not allowed to be creepy.
And you know what I'm talking about. Like, the people who are just like.
Yeah, you make people uncomfortable.
And I think like some people get off on it. They like, you know, they like making people uncomfortable. Like,
I feel like every 5 years we meet someone like this.
I guess, but I'm almost like,
because you know exactly. Like if you think about it, there was one of your old coworkers.
I know a bunch of people who are different, who aren't like sociably, or like they're not like socially social butterflies and stuff like that. I have patience with all those people.
Those
fine.
Are not.
I
weirdos.
Love those people. No. People who are introverts, extroverts, whatever. No. I'm talking about the fucking creeps.
Yeah, like you used to work for one. Can I even tell that story?
Oh yeah,
one of your previous bosses.
Yeah, he's one of those just like
was one of the most disrespectful.
Like just stare at your wife's tits the entire time, like
literally while he introduced me.
Just stared at your tits the whole time.
He went from my face to my boobs, back to my face, back to my boobs.
I'm like,
while you
fuck?
Were like talking about the venue or something.
Yeah, and you said it later. I was like, I didn't notice it, and then I'm like, fuck
yeah.
Him.
That's why he's creepy is because he knew when to do it when you were like, I was so taken back because it was your, I mean, he was
yeah, creepy
at the very top.
Don't be creepy. Oh yeah. Fuck him. And he got fired a month later. So
he got fired a month later for
being creepy.
For being creepy. Yeah.
Thank God for the Me Too movement. I love the cleansing of creepy fucking Weinstein fuckers.
Oh yeah. Now they got to reel it in.
Yeah. Good.
Till one slips and then we'll kill him. Hang him in the town square.
Totally.
Okay. What's the next one?
You explaining pregnancy to the kids?
Oh, dude, the first time.
Is this
it like, looks like a canoe, first it, of all. For whatever reason, I thought a drawing would help.
So was this, did you explain like the birds and the bees or just like how a baby's born? Like,
thankfully.
What were you explaining? Like sex?
No. So this is what we've
how
always
old were
said,
our kids, by the way?
That
I was not here for this.
This was 3 weeks ago. It's irrelevant.
Well, I was not here for this.
So we've always said that like the way that you talk to your kids about, you know, birds and the bees and pregnancy and babies and stuff, you kind of let them lead the conversation. So I was only answering what they were asking, and it was like the first time that they heard that a baby doesn't grow in your stomach, like a watermelon seed.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, great learning opportunity. Learning is fun. And I like pulled out I was like, mom, kids, mommy's going to show you.
Mama's artistic.
Babies.
I can.
I was like, oh, I'm totally going to nail this. You know, our kids are going to be biology pros after this quick conversation. I think Noah's like 7.
So you start drawing 6. The fallopian tubes?
Legit drew a uterus.
Okay.
I found the picture of it
was
recently.
Was it like to scale?
No, what was interesting about this photo is that there is a smaller version, and then I literally drew like the diagram where it's like a magnifier.
Like a fucking
with a
textbook?
Circle. Yes.
Please see figure 1-A.
Exactly like figure 1-A. Exactly. Oh, that's what it's like. It is
painful. This explains a lot about my kids.
It's painful. And
have a stay-at-home mom.
I was
for the
trying
kids,
to be. This is what happens when you don't go to college. I was trying to be.
Only have a stay-at-home mom that goes to college.
I was trying to be like as, factual as possible, but like
sounds like it. Yeah.
I mean, I drew. There's like another circle where it's like the placenta. It's, you know, they lost interest pretty quick. They didn't ask
so
any
the
more
cervix
questions.
Mucus plug, like you.
No, I didn't get there. Yep. They had already left the room.
Oh.
I was still drawing and
were the,
all the kids were gone.
They're like, what about the storks?
They're all, you're right, mom. We'll never fucking ask you this question again, ever.
This is what made the whole real birds
this
and bees question 5 years later so much difficult.
No, it made it difficult because they just make jokes the whole time.
True that.
That's what makes it fucking weird.
The
that's what
she
makes
said
the sex,
jokes?
That's what makes the sex talks weird. is that they roast the whole time. Oh yeah, they'll make jokes and you're like, huh, can we laugh? I don't know. This is a weird position to be in.
Right. They're like, my friends can never joke with their parents. And we're like, is that a good thing? Is that a good bad thing?
Right.
Not so sure.
Okay. Well, we have time for one more.
One more before break. Before a
break. I mean, we can just go down the line, I guess.
We can do another Noah one, Disneyland.
Oh God.
So was this our first trip to Disneyland with Noah? With our kids?
Yeah, yes, no. Because we had Madeline and I was pregnant with Nathan.
Right. So this was our first trip to Disneyland and Noah was fucking excited.
Yeah. He was three, two and a half.
And Noah at this stage, and I don't know if anyone else had kids like this, if he saw something on TV and he saw an advertisement for like a skateboard, he thought if he got a skateboard, he could be Tony Hawk.
He would know how to skateboard. This has nothing to do with Disneyland.
I know.
Oh, great. Okay.
But when we're talking about Disneyland, we're like, hey, we're going to go. He thinks we're going to jump in the car, drive down the street, and go to Disneyland.
I'm not saying he's on the spectrum, but you got to be careful with your wording.
Right. What I'm saying, he would see things, and his expectations were just so much so much bigger than what it was.
He's a dreamer.
big plans.
So we made the mistake of telling him that we were going to Disneyland. We shouldn't have. We should have just got in the car. But
parents, don't say it. Surprise him when you get to the parking lot.
After
you get on the tram. Oh, weird. Mickey's on the parking lot. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, wait till you're actually there.
Don't even tell them because it's a nightmare. But we were really excited. So we wanted to hype him up. And he helped me all day, like, pack the car to keep him from getting impatient, I was like, we're going to have to do this. We're going to pack the car. We're going to eat lunch. We're going to take a nap.
3-year-old.
Yeah. Well, and in the time, you know, his little timeline, I was like, and then when dad got home from work pretty much the same time every day, dad's going to come home, take a shower, and we're going to get in the car. And that's why I got him to help me all day.
Right.
It's because I was like, the more you help me, the sooner we can leave. And he was all, fuck yeah, okay, that's great. He was great all day long.
Yeah.
So you come home.
I get home.
And
I'm racing to get dressed.
Yeah, because we're ready. We're literally ready to get in the car.
So I'm in the shower. I get out of the shower and you run upstairs and you're like, I don't think I was even dressed yet. I wasn't fucking dressed. I was still fucking naked.
You were still wet because I threw Madeline at you.
You were like,
because I went downstairs.
I can't find Noah.
Yeah, well, I went, you and I were talking as you were getting in the shower for a second and about, you know, like, hey, we got to get the ice chest or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go downstairs. I'm looking for Noah. Can't find him. Then I see the front doors open. Run out the front door and look into, like, thinking maybe
we lived on a cul-de-sac, so it's like he couldn't get far.
Yeah. So I run outside. He's not anywhere that I can just see him looking. And I'm holding Madeline. So I run back inside, run upstairs, run into our bathroom, go, the front door's open. I can't find Noah. Throw Madeline in your arms. Now she is wet.
I got her You're clothes naked. Are wet. I'm like put her on the bed.
I run downstairs. Off. Yeah. I'm looking everywhere. I'm in the garage. I'm like screaming in the backyard. We can't find him anywhere. We go through the entire house thinking that he is hiding. This was like peak hide phase stage, whatever. Peak, and so
I'm gonna fuck with my parents, 2-year-old bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think I went to go get in the car.
Yeah. No, we,
or who went to get the
we
car?
We went down the street, like to the mailbox. Like we looked for him for a minute.
Yeah.
It felt like a long fucking time. Well, that's what
I
meant.
We finally got to the point we couldn't find him. I grabbed the car keys and I was like, I'm going to go drive around the neighborhood.
And I was like, okay.
I was like, call the cops. I don't know what to do. Like it had probably been 2 minutes.
Any parent listening who's lost a kid, they're like.
Knows how long that 2 minutes is.
2 minutes feels
so
like
so much happens in a lifetime. That short amount of time.
That's right. My kid got abducted. It's gone forever.
Noah was in the car. He had gotten in the car and strapped himself in because we were going to Disneyland.
Yeah. So you get in the car and we couldn't see him.
We couldn't see him because we had really tinted windows. When I went outside, when we were outside, we didn't see him until I went to get in the car.
Fucking kid is just like, I'm locked and loaded. But
happy
let's go.
As can be. He was very patiently waiting. He was just like, yeah, you guys were going to shower and then we're leaving.
What the fuck, parents?
Dude, we need like 30 minutes, man.
Like, all right, I need a Xanax. I gotta
almost call 911. Almost called 911.
Oh, it's such a panic.
Oh my gosh, awful.
And being a parent's one.
Yeah, so far we sound like great parents. Okay, break time.
Making the decision to go to therapy can be difficult enough, let alone having to schedule the appointment and then drive all the way there. But we're really big supporters of therapy, which is why we love BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is online counseling where you can get help at your own time and pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist.
These are licensed professionals who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationship, even sleeping issues, and more.
Anything you share is confidential, and it's available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Not the Worst Marriage podcast listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code NOTTHEWORST. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/notthewost. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/notthewost.
Well, here's another car-related one. We had just had Nathan. Nathan was maybe like a month old, and this was back before, you know, when you were allowed to leave your house and go to the movies. And Sterling and I were going to get out of the house for the first time, or I was for the first time since having him. So we dropped our two other kids off with my mom, and we were going to take Nathan to the theater because he could just nurse. You know, he was a month old. He was going to sleep.
As every parent, when you have little kids, like any date night is like.
This was a huge deal.
Oh,
this was a huge deal.
Those are like planned events.
Yeah. And so we drop the kids off, and then we stop at the gas station on the way there to grab like bottled water.
Yeah, it's nice.
And we're like, oh my gosh, we don't have the kids with us, so we can both go inside. Like, that's a huge deal.
Right.
How many parents have like three toddlers?
You go to the corner store, one parent goes in.
We go to any store, one person runs in, we're not doing everybody.
Yeah, you're watching the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh my gosh, freedom. This is amazing.
We can both go in
because we don't have the two kids. So the only two that we were accounting for. So we just got out of the car.
Walked slowly across the gas parking lot.
Skipped into 7-Eleven.
The sunset is setting. It's just beautiful.
Thankfully, it was April and it was a nice,
cool
day. So we're in 7-Eleven, 60 seconds, however long it takes to buy a water bottle.
And we're standing in line.
Well, no, we go to walk out and we both see the car seat through the window, and we were like, holy fuck.
Holy shit, we left our kid in the car.
I was like, oh my god, we left the baby in the car.
Oh,
freaked the fuck out. I think I started crying.
I felt like the biggest piece
like,
of shit.
I was like, just called CPS right now. Like, why would they even let me keep this?
Not
I don't
fit to be a parent.
No, it was awful.
So awful.
Awful.
And we continue to talk shit about us, and we still don't forgive ourselves for that.
No, I never will.
Never,
I never will.
Ever.
And that's why any kid left in a car story, I'm like, I don't even judge. I used to. I don't anymore.
But it was just, it happened like so quickly, and
it was odd how easy it happened, how easily it happened,
how sick to my stomach I was for. I was sick to my stomach for hours. It was that.
Oh, it almost it ruined the whole night.
Oh, it fucking did.
It ruined the whole night.
It's so terrible. I'm just going, fucking parenting's hard. Like, keeping these fuckers alive. Like,
I was like, I'm just so tired. I thought I knew where two of them were. I'm used to this third one just being inside of me. I forgot.
It's not attached to my tit.
Oh my gosh. Awful. Awful. Felt so bad. God, I hope we're not the only people who have done
these
things.
So if you're listening to this, you're better than us.
And if you haven't done some of these, I mean, you're doing better. What about Madeline? Madeline was suicidal for her first year.
Like, does anyone have suicidal kids?
We had two.
That they actively try to put themselves in a harm's way.
It happens so often that there's no way it's not
like
on
they
purpose.
Tried to kill themselves.
Yes.
Nathan was like our
Nathan
dodger
jumped
runner,
off of everything.
Jumped out of everything, running through a parking lot. You'd be holding his hand. You'd let go of his hand. And
he
you'd
would
be
bolt
standing
in
right
the other direction.
He would just run towards wherever the cars were. Like,
yeah.
Wherever the car
he
would be.
He thought it was hilarious.
Oh, and he would laugh his little ass off.
Madeline tried to choke on everything.
Everything as a little baby, she would put in her mouth. Everything.
Everything. Everything.
One time, we changed a diaper, pulled out a staple from a dog's.
Our dog had been spayed, and she ate one of the surgical staples.
That fell out. She ate it, and it went.
She passed it.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't just eat it.
She
passed it.
Gosh.
I'm telling you, from my perspective,
that's so
from my perspective, I was like,
so disgusting.
That staple is too large. to have done what it just did. And I don't understand. And then I thought she was internally bleeding, almost called
I thought she was dead. I was like, it just shredded everything.
She's going to die. She's just going to die. Yeah. She's probably only okay right now. She's a shock.
So
I shouldn't get my hopes up.
So parents, so young parents, if you have babies or babies coming, take all the CPR classes because they come in handy.
Oh, dude. Probably only reason Madeline is alive is because we knew CPR.
We went to like all those classes as young parents and expecting parents. And one time Madeline, was I upset? I don't remember the circumstances, but it was like.
Oh, I remember. You were in Noah's room with Noah and Madeline. I was in her room, which was just right next door. You guys were watching a movie and I was on the phone with my sister. And so I just hear you yell for me. And I was like, hold on one second. Because I was almost off the phone. And then I didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden I hear Madeline screaming. And so I jump up and you had pulled out. It had to be 2 inches long.
All I know is I got to her and she was blue in the face and she was barely breathing. Like just like gasping for breath.
You were sitting right next to her. Like you were sitting on the floor with her. Right.
And she was barely crawling at the time.
She was sneaky. She was trying to do it on purpose. So she made sure you weren't looking.
She swallowed. It was like a 3-inch piece of like very thin wood that I don't even know how.
Like it was from you had to reinforce Noah's bed and there was a little bit of a chip.
I guess.
It was from his bed. And where else would that have come from?
I don't know. But it was lodged in her throat and she could not. So I have like.
Flip her upside down.
I did the whole CPR thing they did. You point their head down and you hit their back as hard as you can. And not as hard as you can. You don't want to beat your children. But you give some force. Boom. Pops it out. It was a 3-inch piece that was lodged all the way in her like esophagus.
Awful.
Saved her life. Like she could have fucking died.
Yeah.
Like keeping kids alive. Like, right. You should get an award for that.
Well, she did that. There was another time she ate a cockroach.
Oh, she ate everything. She ate a cockroach. Gross.
She was the only kid who
we went tell camping. This to all her like
what
any of her boyfriends or stuff when she starts dating. Shut. And she'd be like, hey, she used to eat cockroaches. I'm totally gonna tell her guys that or any of boyfriends just so they run away.
True. Okay.
That's where I was going with that.
I'm okay. Like, thank you.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I just listen. It doesn't matter. She was also the only kid that. when we went,
you're fucking sick.
Sorry. When I was like, why would you even say that? Okay. We went fishing for the first time and ate the fish that we caught. And she was the only one who got a fucking fish bone in her throat.
Oh yeah. You had to pluck that out, huh?
Yeah. I had to pull it out of her throat. I don't understand. It's like she tries. She was so stressful. She also got into makeup.
Kids are just... They're the best. Okay. They really are.
Why don't you tell one of these?
Which one?
I feel like this episode is taking forever. I don't know. Fucking pick one. You're looking the same notes I am.
Okay. Well, let's take a
break real quick and talk about our new show.
Oh, okay.
So we have just started a new live stream show every Wednesday on Get Vocal at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So every Wednesday we go live. We can bring up to 3 of you guys in with us.
So that means you can video chat with us directly.
Yeah.
Ask questions. We can talk. We can talk about different topics.
We're gonna do shots.
We have some ideas for games and stuff with this as well. So you can play games with us.
Yeah. If you go to our Instagram, you can see a little snippet of our very first show. And then we have our second one this week. So this week we're talking about orgasms.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
What did we talk about last week? Oh, quarantine.
Quarantine, sexy time.
Sexy time, like, quarantine. Most of the show topics are going to be sexy time related.
Relationship based or sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sex. And we like talking more about sex. Sex, for sure.
We're not going to talk about our feelings.
Sarah
if Sterling wants to, we can. But...
Sarah doesn't have any.
So go to, if you go to Get Vocal, it's GETVOKL. And you can search us, Not the Worst Marriage, and subscribe to our channel, and then you can join us.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, face to face.
We had a fun time last time.
Yeah, excited to do it tonight too.
All right, tell a story.
Okay, so like all parents fail, and I just like hearing other parents fail, so because I get a kick out of when like another parent says how like shitty their kids are. So I really hope that other people are getting kicks out of this.
Oh, okay.
Or like how like you fucked up.
I get
up.
It. What are you?
But like you're pick a, one. Okay. I wanted to sugarcoat this, but you're a really shitty tooth fairy.
Me?
You personally, you, Sarah Buckley, are like the shittiest tooth fairy in the world.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Because I don't like the tooth thing.
I don't like it.
I've been the tooth fairy the entire time.
I was the tooth fairy strong in the beginning.
Strong in the beginning. Like, how much money have you...
You're yelling. Don't yell.
I want to quantify this.
Quantify. Okay.
Over under $10. How much money have you put under the pillow?
Oh, over 10.
No, bullshit.
Yeah, over 10.
Less than 10.
You,
guaranteed less than
you
$10.
You have a very foggy memory of the early
foggy
years.
Foggy memory?
Of the early years, yeah.
The early years, they don't start losing teeth early. Until they're in like kindergarten six years old, Sarah.
Listen, I had those teeth all over my nipples for years. I was
You don't remember them losing them, though.
I was not, because I was not around. Because it was the first time I go to the bathroom or take a shit without one of them biting my nipples.
And
they, I'll bite.
They'd be like, Mom, I lost a tooth. I'm like, oh, two fairies.
No, I had done bedtime. I'm not going back up there.
Like,
unless they're on fire, I'm not going
up
there.
We go to bed and we're like, oh, you got to do the tooth fairy. You're like, fuck. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was never nursing while kids were losing teeth.
No, you weren't, so...
I was going to try to play that in my argument, but...
No, you're a shitty tooth fairy. I wasn't very much better.
Okay, well, then what are you bragging about? You're better than I am?
No, I just made it up for it, like upping the currency. So I'm like, oh, I missed last night, so tonight's going
like
to be $5.
Interest. It's like interest.
If I get it on the
we
first
lost
night,
so
it's
much
$2.
Money. It's like paying our bills on time.
If I'm like, hey, the tooth fairy had to come back the next night, that's a five. That's a five.
That's a five.
The kids would be like, the tooth fairy missed last night. I'm like... And the kids would play us, like, I swear to God, Nathan played us until he was, like, 11.
Yeah, no, we literally have a picture of us holding his very last tooth fairy.
And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, you don't even believe in tooth fairy. He goes, I stole all my fucking money. he didn't say fucking, but he's like, I stole all my money.
He was like, the tooth is under the pillow, okay? Tell the tooth fairy.
Tell the tooth fairy, bitch better have my money.
Oh, Lord. What's the next
one? Come on,
one?
That's funny.
We talked about getting caught having sex recently. Told that story on our Instagram, the one that I just mentioned. We've been caught.
We've been caught having sex.
Not very many times.
No, tell this one. This one's kind of funny.
Oh, okay. So we have a Christmas tradition where after we open presents, Mom and Dad go and take a, you know, nap.
Yeah,
go
we
have
take,
some
we
lay
take
down
a,
time.
We take a late morning nap because we woke up early for Santa's presents.
Yes.
Mom and Dad
Mom
need
and Dad,
a siesta.
Mom and Dad are going to go night-night. And one year, we thought we were being pretty quiet.
We were giving our gifts to one another.
We were using the gifts we had gotten that year, that morning.
Right.
And all of a sudden...
I'm going to fill your stocking, baby.
All of a sudden, our oldest... bangs on the door like the SWAT team.
Like the police. Like the fucking police.
Like the, yeah, like the hard, fist. Oh, not in the mic, damn it. So loud.
Knock, knock, motherfucker.
And he was like, can you enjoy your presence quieter, please?
Can you enjoy your presence quieter? The fact that he called them presents, I was like, I'm so proud.
I threw Sterling onto the floor. And that was it. And that was all the
I was like, you're so
text
strong.
We had that day.
You're so strong. I'm turned on.
I was like similar to a mom lifting a car off her baby, but in a different way.
Right. So here's another parenting fail.
Oh my God. We have 16 more minutes of these. These are terrible.
Oh my God. This one's so funny. Okay. I think this one's so funny.
Is this lunches? But, please
yes,
tell me it's
please,
lunches.
Lunches. So like
school
every
lunches.
School lunches,
see,
right?
Fuck so, like, you if you've got school lunches down.
So Sarah was that bitch mom, like she was like that.
I was that what?
That bitch mom who was like, my kids are like 2, 3, and 4 years old. When they go to school, I'm going to make them lunches every single day. They're going to have home lunches made every single day for
every
the rest
mom
of their
says
life.
This. Every
right?
mom says this.
Every mom sets themselves up for failure. Don't tell yourself this. Don't set yourself up
tell
for
the
this.
Fucking story.
Just don't fucking say it. Because it's not going to happen. Some days you're going to wake up tired and be like,
bullshit,
I have made
plenty of lunches.
Yeah. Or sometimes you're going to stop at the corner store and get Lunchables.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Takis.
And sometimes you work graveyard.
Right. So sometimes I'm like, if you're like me, I get off work at 7 o'clock. I get home 7:30. The kids need to go to school. So I get home. I'm like, hey, where's the packed lunches? Sarah's like, I slept in. I didn't make any lunches. I'm like,
I forgot. All right. You got to go to the store.
You got to go to the store. So we stop at the Texaco on the way. We grab a couple Lunchables, Takis. I'm like, throw some Go-Gurts in there. It's fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Teriyaki, beef jerky. We're good. And I'm going to grab a six pack.
Because you just got off work.
Because I just got off of work. But then you get to the register and you get judgment from the person. You
Which
get
is weird
from
because
half
this town works like a graveyard.
But they look at me like, really? You're drinking? It's 7 o'clock in the morning, sir.
Like, yeah, I would
like
2 beers,
bitch,
after work.
I just got off of work. I work from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock right now for me.
I don't know how people do graveyard. That was the worst. Oh, that was the
judge
worst
me.
Time of our
I'm
life.
Like, I'm dropping the kids off, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have a beer. Because it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. I just got off of fucking work.
I'm about to go sleep.
And the amount of people that judged me during this time.
So funny.
It never made me mad. It just made me laugh so hard.
That's
like,
so funny.
Motherfucker. Like, I'm getting off work. Like, if I go buy a beer at 5 o'clock, everyone's like, hey, have a great night. Enjoy your beer.
Right.
7 o'clock, they're like, hey, alcoholic, maybe you should stay off the streets, you fucking.
Yeah. Fucking loser.
Yeah, loser.
So
you want to fail? You want to talk about another birthday fails?
No, I don't want to do the birthday fails.
Why not?
This is already because we have
like a few birthday fails. That like
no, we're gonna do you crashing the ATV.
Oh, I want to. Okay, fine. We can finish with birthday fails. That's strong.
No, we're not. We're not finishing the birthday fails. I don't want to do that one.
Why? Because it's your fails mostly.
Yeah. So this was 2 years ago. We go up to my brother's family's cabin.
Yes.
And they have ATVs up there. And
oh, it was a good fucking time.
It was a great time. But I know Sterling very, very well. And I know that he likes to drive things very, very fast. And you're a very good driver.
Yes, very good driver.
You are. You're a very good driver. And you...
And
you're just not safe all the time.
Not safe all the time.
Because you trust yourself. I don't trust myself to drive the way that you drive because I value human life. But
I don't have an extensive amount of experience on ATVs either.
No. So he takes Noah on, you know, a little joyride like around the property. And I fucking told him, I was like, people only wore helmets because I told them to.
And I buckled up. We buckled up every time.
I told you, shame the devil. You look at me right now. The only reason you
every
buckled up
bu-
and
no,
had helmets
no.
on was because I told you.
No way. I always.
You weren't
I'm
wearing
always
them before.
Yes, I was. Every single time.
Nah.
I buckle up. I buckle up in my Sentra on the daily. Okay,
lying.
Calm the fuck down. I'm always have
in
my
in the Sentra. Yeah, we're not talking about driving. We're talking
I
about the
always
ATV.
Buckled up. No,
no you weren't always
no,
buckled up.
Always
okay,
buckled
it doesn't
up.
Matter.
No, you're fucking.
It
doesn't
matter.
No.
So
I buckle up at the.
Here's the thing.
At the Grand Prix. Down the street.
Looking back, I knew when I said goodbye to you guys on the driveway, I was all something's fucking gonna happen. And I was like, be careful. I was like, Sterling, don't go too fast. You're like, I'm not gonna go too fast. And then Noah and Sterling would look at each other. Be like, Sterling,
we're
I'm
totally
not
gonna
kidding.
Go too fast.
I'm like, Sterling, I'm not
we're
joking.
We're totally going too fast.
So they're gone a while. And I'm like,
because we went
really
fast.
Really feel like they should be back by now. So I go, I think Madeline was with me. Madeline and I jump in one of the other ATVs and we go to find them. And all of a sudden there, here they come emerging out of the trees, walking. Sterling is limping.
I'm not limping.
Not
limping. Don't.
Or
don't,
Noah was.
Don't. Oh gosh.
Y'all were fucked up
you
a
just
little
calm,
bit.
Calm down,
I could
dude.
See. Okay. I could tell
this
you
is not
guys had crashed.
Drama TV. Calm down.
Y'all could had crashed
we
before
limping.
I even got close to you. Yes, you guys did not look normal. You didn't look like you'd run out of gas, is what I'm saying. I saw you and I was all, they must have run out of gas. Then you saw me and I was all, they fucking crashed.
I was like, fuck.
I could see it on your face. You were not happy.
I was embarrassed
to tell
as
me.
Fuck. Oh.
First of all, you totaled the ATV, you fractured part of your vertebrae.
Let's calm down. I did not fracture.
Didn't you? Don't you have compression fractures?
Micro fractures found like a year later.
A year later? You mean the first time a doctor looked at it because it finally got so bad you couldn't take it?
No.
Yes, that's why you ended up going back.
It was for something else.
You are making up lies. Is anything you say true? I mean, are you allergic to the truth? Because you have been...
I love you.
Literally spitting lies this entire time. Will you let me tell the story?
I love you. That's true.
Thank you. Sterling fucked his back up because he went too fast and he bounced and then he...
Look, Mom, I'm going fast.
Rolled the ATV onto Noah's side.
What had happened was... is
he bruised up my baby.
We hit a straightaway. We hit a straightaway and I was like, I'm gonna gun it. And Noah was like, yeah, Dad, gun it. I'm like, yeah. So I gunned it.
By a straightaway, we're still talking about dirt road. Two tire dirt road.
So we were going like 25 and I punched it and we're going like 35, 40.
In an open ATV.
Right. Not an open ATV. It had a roll cage on. We were buckled in. We were safe. We had helmets on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Because this is so stupid.
Yeah, had you not, it could have been.
But there was a small dip I didn't see, got pulled in, hit a rock that totally
came,
my fucking...
Fucker came out of nowhere.
And then that was the point of no return. I was like, oh shit, we're crashing. And boom, flipped it on its side. It landed on Noah's foot. I'm petrified to death. I thought I killed my son. I'm serious. This is the scariest time of my life.
Mad. Oh, I'm my mad God. Again. I was so...
Scariest time of my life.
Angry.
I was like, I'm so thankful that like
I... I was not thankful.
If he wasn't in his seatbelt, like he could have flew out and it could have landed on him and killed him.
Yep, people die like that every year.
Oh my gosh, just because I was being reckless, I felt so terrible.
You should. You should still feel bad. I still do. That's a way bigger fuck up than me laughing at some dad.
Our son sexually assaulted a kindergartner. Our son sexually assaulted a kindergartner. You're okay with it.
You almost killed my baby. True story, Noah has like PTSD till this day.
Yeah.
He gets, you'll see him like... tense up in the car,
but we
at certain times
we hit that little rut and we hit that rock and we got pulled in and
yeah, that's exactly like,
boom
textbook
on how
things happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit,
those are things that happen fun, only at certain speeds.
It's kind of fun.
Was it fun? Was it a lot of fun?
Kind
of. No, it wasn't. You weren't allowed. You didn't drive the rest of the weekend. You weren't allowed to.
Yeah, I did drive. I wasn't allowed to. What the fuck is this? You were not allowed to.
Well.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just like to say it that way.
Okay. Like you're a dominatrix.
It's okay. One day I was really mad because we were running late and I backed out of the driveway too fast and I hit a car. And all the kids were in the car.
Yeah. For the record, the only car accidents our kids have been involved with have been with you.
And for the record, only half
two of
my
them.
Fault.
Only half. That one was your fault too. You backed out of the driveway without seeing.
That one was my fault.
The other one was.
The one that messed me up wasn't my fault.
Someone hit you from behind.
Yeah.
You just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No, I just actually stopped at crosswalks.
Well, maybe you should have defensive driving and maybe you should have looked behind you.
There was a child in the crosswalk. There was a child crossing the crosswalk.
They could have hopped on the hood.
Oh, okay. I didn't slam on my brakes. I stopped like a normal person. She wasn't paying attention.
Defend yourself all you want. It's fine, sir.
Listen.
It's fine.
What's more important is that...
I'm on your side. I'm glad you're okay now.
Another time.
there's another time.
Another time. My older sister and I were in Mammoth. And I had Madeline and Nathan. And Madeline's, what, 3? Nathan is... Maybe two.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And her, Declan, is my sister's baby, is like 6 months old. So she's wearing him. My two.
Wearing him.
Yeah. My two are walking and we're like, oh, look at this trail. This is the trailhead. It looks like it's very, very easy. Blah, blah, blah. Like the weather was nice. We're like, oh, great. It goes to a waterfall. Like, okay, let's take the kids. Like, it'll just be a nice little walk. It's not a crazy hike.
How long was the hike?
I don't remember. But what we had gauged was just like to the trailhead from where we were.
How many kids you have with you?
3. We had 3 kids, 3 and under.
3 kids total.
3 kids total.
So you had Madeline?
3 and under. Yeah.
Nathan and...
And Declan.
Declan. And how much water?
We had enough water for one person.
Like a 16-ounce Dasani?
Maybe we had 2 of those. Like... We didn't plan on going on a hike, and it wasn't supposed to be long.
Orange County moms on a
nature
hike.
Oh, fuck off. Shut up. So we go, it is so much farther than we thought. We have not seen anyone in a long time. And of course we're doing the whole, let's just keep going. It's got to be close. Like this was not a long hike.
Corner.
Yeah. Like I know they're tired, but we'll just, you know, get there. Blah, blah, blah. So by the time
you fuck up every time when you do that because you have to come back.
Yeah, I feel like telling you, it was at least 45 minutes.
I always think about that. Like
walking kids for 45 minutes like that's a long fucking time.
Every time you take a kid on a trail, let's just think about like every step you take in, you have to take out.
And like, plan on carrying them on the way back out.
So like, I don't think parents ever prep for that, ever. No. On a hike.
Well, and a lot of people don't, and then they die.
I think that's what strengthens you as a parent. You're like, it's like you level up.
You level up
as you do this shit.
Yeah. Like the times you almost kill them get a little scarier over the years. Then you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Like,
like crashing
an ATV. Yeah. Like you're like, oh shit. Okay. I got to scale it back a little bit. Like,
yeah. So after we're walking 45 minutes with these toddlers,
with
they're
no water.
Crying. We run out of water when we get there.
And you have to come back.
We run out of water when we get there.
You're like,
we
look at this wonderful, it's so beautiful. Look at these kids.
Right.
The kids don't want to see it.
I am picking the kids up by taking turns carrying them already.
I want to go home.
Just thinking about it makes my back hurt because I have back fractures too. So like
glad
carrying
I wasn't
the
there.
Kids. We get there. The there that I'm referring to is just the overlook where you can see the waterfall in the distance. The kids fucking lost it.
You didn't even get to the waterfall.
No.
So the kids are like, you fucking liar.
Oh my gosh.
The kids are like, you're a liar. Mom,
so
I'm never
hot.
Believing you.
Well, because the whole time we were like, we know it's hot. You guys can get in the water when we get there because there's supposed to be a little pool at the bottom of this waterfall. And there is. And I could see it 7 miles in the distance.
Kids, you can imagine what the water would feel like.
You know, the last 25 minutes I've been telling you, like, if you could just get to the waterfall, this will be worth it because it'll be awesome. Think of how beautiful it's going to look. We got there and they could only see it. I'm not kidding. I thought Nathan was going to kill himself. He was so mad.
Like, I wanted a fucking waterfall and I got a view of a waterfall.
Then, mind you, now Megan is like, I got to take Declan off for a second because she's in one of those like... like harnesses, not just like the front carriers, like the backpack hiking ones.
Oh, the full-on like
the full-on one. Yeah,
looks like you're mounted an elephant.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes. She has to take him off, so we like break for a second and then we're like, oh my god, we gotta start going back because the sun's gonna go down.
the kids didn't even get to see water.
No.
They got to see water.
They got to see water.
They didn't get to touch it. They
nope.
didn't even get to drink it by
I don't
this
even
point.
Know if you could hear it
at this point. They couldn't even drink it.
No. I would have let the kids drink did the fresh mountain water. I would have taken my chances. No, I couldn't even do that.
Oh.
So we had to go back.
I'm
Megan,
so glad that
Megan
I'm here
is
during this chronication.
Megan is trying to help me carry the kids because now they're getting tired. And now I'm like,
she's
oh my gosh,
kid. You got two.
My kids are going to collapse out in the forest. There's no one around us because everyone's doing the real hike, the full one.
To the actual water.
Yeah. We're on the trail by ourselves. And we're walking and it just felt like forever. I was like, fuck this place.
You're so.
And then I found out that my mom got lost in that same area when she was a kid.
Figures.
It was at Devil's. If you know where Devil's Post Pile is in Mammoth,
it's your genes.
Mammoth, California.
Everyone's probably like, you guys are fucking losers.
Dude. Yeah. They're like, this is terrible. You guys. All right. Well, that's it. On that same vacation, the kids got staph infections.
Well,
I forgot about
that. This real quick. They got staph infections and then they got prescribed by the doctors the wrong antibiotics
that they were allergic to. And then they had
breakout. Penicillin, and then they had a breakout. And
after I told them
I wasn't there, so this is a lot of.
It was a lot. A lot
your
happened.
Failures. I just want to point out.
No kid. No one
most
died.
Most of these are yours.
It's because
our kids are all
I'm
alive.
With the kids.
I'm just
more.
Saying. Just
but my fails
are
less life-threatening. Yours are...
Penicillin, wrong prescription, no water,
hey,
and long
I
hikes.
I told this doctor. I was like, dad is allergic to penicillin. Like, deathly allergic.
I don't think
that they should have it, right? And the doctor was like, nah, they're probably fine.
And you were like, cool, it's good.
I was like, okay.
We'll roll the dice, it's cool. You agreed to it, Sarah. You're reckless.
Okay. Well,
I'm a better parent, it's fine.
Whatever. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast. This is our outro recording that we are taking.
Thanks and for listening.
I want to make sure that my diction is clear. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys listening. And please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow patronize
on,
me.
Follow us on Instagram.
And my bad diction.
Facebook and Twitter at Not the Worst Marriage.
Sarah,
and also subscribe to our channel on Get Vocal. We have a live show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Thank you.
You did great.
All right. Kind of. Love you guys.